Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Things a little different today, but that's okay. We got a holiday weekend coming up, and I wanted to squeeze in as much as I can in the 2 days we got going on. So, joining us now, he's the biggest writer in the gun culture. On the biggest website that covers the gun culture. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, you wrote about it. I didn't know you had wrote about it. A lot of people have been trying to nudge me into covering this, and I kind of figured somebody I knew would talk about this. But let's talk about what occurred in Connecticut. Without the profanity, shall we? I know there's a little bit of it. It's not nothing we can't say, but I just try to prevent that cascade from occurring, you know?
We have to go back a few years because this happened in September of 2015, the original incident. And I wrote about it not long after that. And what we have is an activist who is a freedom activist. That's how he describes himself, Michael Picard, and he was protesting a Connecticut speed trap. And he was doing everything legally. But there were the people who were at the speed trap, the police officers, Connecticut state troopers, didn't like what he was doing. And so they tried to bully him into not doing it. And he said, no, I'm doing everything legally. And one of them walked up to him, and he was recording things on his phone. And the officer knocked the phone out of his hand to the ground. And eventually, a little later, Picard was able to capture it, to get it again, pick it up. And then the officer took it from him. But what the officer didn't realize was that the phone was still recording. And they took it back to one of the squad cars and placed it on the roof of the vehicle near a light bar, not realizing it was still recording. And then very calmly, talking to each other over several minutes, they discussed how they could fabricate charges against Michael Picard and, as they put it, cover their butt. Because he hadn't done anything wrong, and he wasn't doing anything illegal, so they had to make things up. And it's all recorded on the phone recording that was being done, because they didn't realize the phone was still recording. And then they gave him a citation, and actually I think a couple of them, and then started to drive off, and he said, hey, you got my phone up there. And they stopped the vehicle, and they'd forgotten about the phone and gave it back to him. And that's how he got the recording and was able to discover that they had been conspiring against his constitutional rights under color of law. Now, this is a very serious charge, and there's federal law against it, and for the two of them to conspire together is conspiracy of taking his constitutional rights under color of law. And it's black and white. I mean, well, black and white is it's all on the recording. You don't have to imagine any of it. And he posted that recording online, and then I wrote about it. At the time, I gave some unsolicited advice to the Connecticut State Troopers, and I said, and you know, if they're smart, they'll go for a cash settlement right away. And it's the cheapest way out of the situation. And as part of that settlement, they should agree to do some retraining so their officers do not engage in this kind of illegal conduct. But they didn't take my advice, at least not right away. So fast forward to 2021. Now, I had corresponded with Michael Picard when I wrote the original story, but I hadn't kept up much because the wheels of justice in America often turn quite slowly. But I found out this year that less than a year ago, Michael had settled his lawsuit with the Connecticut State Troopers, and I was able to understand some of what had transpired. Well, they did an internal investigation of the three troopers involved, and they cleared them of all wrongdoing. Amazing, because clearly they were violating his rights, and they were doing it under color of law, and they were fabricating charges for things that never happened. I mean, it was blatant. I think the recording is still on the Internet. If you search for Michael Picard and Connecticut and you know, digital recording, you probably can find it. Or you can go to Ameland and read my articles, and there's a link on the earlier article, and the latest article has a link to the earlier article. So there's a way you can get it through Ameland, too. And it's just blatant. But they cleared the troopers, and then what happened is they kept coming up with appeals and changes and who was going to cover what. It was all delay tactics, in my opinion. The first thing they did was offer Picard and his lawyer a deal. Well, we'll drop the $300 fine on your citations down to a $25 fine if you just give up all rights to sue. Well, they wouldn't do that. Eventually, all the charges were dropped. The lawsuit was enjoined. And finally, in January of 2020, there was a settlement of $50,000. In the favor of Michael Picard. But the state and the troopers never admitted they did anything wrong. The three troopers had all retired by that time. And so essentially what was happening is the taxpayers were on the hook for $50,000 in settlement fees. And while the troopers did retire, they really didn't lose much. And nobody had to undergo any retraining. So that's what happened up to that point. But then we have another case that has come up recently, and you must be getting pretty close to a break about now, I would expect.
Set it up. We got 20 seconds for you to set it up.
Okay. What happened is that there was another case fairly recently, about 2 years ago, where a different person was abused by police in Connecticut, and they have some evidence of it. And it had a little bit of a different outcome, and we'll talk about what happened with that after the break. How's that?
That works. You're getting good at this. It's about time for me to go away and just let you have the show, Dean. That's just all there is to it. You can find Dean's stuff. Dean is the biggest writer on the website that is the biggest website of its type on the Internet. Coming in the top 1,000 websites on the entire planet. That's Ameland.com, 1,800 articles. Plus, waiting on you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100%.
since Made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about Connecticut, and apparently Connecticut is sort of a sketchy place to be pulled over by the cops, huh?
Yeah, they're not the most gun-friendly state. Now, to admit this was happening, I think, near Waterbury, Connecticut, and I understand that that has some bad neighborhoods there. So it's not like it was happening inside a gated community, for example.
Right, right.
But so a couple of years after the Picard incident, Michael Picard, and he was openly carrying a firearm, which was perfectly legal in Connecticut at that time and place, and that's how I kind of got involved in it, because he was carrying. And the police used the excuse that he was carrying a firearm, a pistol, in a holster, and said that that was disturbing the police, the peace. A little Freudian slip there. It was disturbing the police, but it was not disturbing the peace. So a couple years later, in near the end of 2018, another man, Basil Sukuna, and I think we've talked about him before, had pulled over, and then the police accosted him, and he showed that he had a valid carry permit in Connecticut. And then they arrested him, and they searched his vehicle, and he says they stole money from him. And he filed suit against them. And just recently, the United States District Court in the District of Connecticut found that the police did not have qualified immunity because they had no probable cause to arrest him and search him just because he had a valid pistol permit. So it looks like we're moving forward a bit on this, and hopefully Connecticut will come along. Connecticut is not quite as bad an infringer on the Second Amendment as most of the states around it, like, say, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Delaware. Connecticut is actually a little bit better. It's considered a sort of almost shall issue state, even though it's fairly hard. It's not nearly as hard to get a permit there as it is in, say, California or even Massachusetts. So so that pretty much covers the Connecticut situation. Would you like to move on to this case in Illinois with Kyle Reuter, the young man who was found not guilty in a jury trial by reason of self-defense?
Yeah, we can do that, absolutely. We got 4 minutes left in this segment, so we may have to carry it over. So please.
Oh yeah, I think we'll have to carry it over. But we can set it up pretty well and
yes,
and discuss it. What happened? And it's a somewhat bizarre case in that this. Kyle Reuter is he lived in a rural county. I think it's Monroe County, which is about 30 miles south of the St. Louis metropolitan area. And a little earlier this year, we had talked about a case in St. Louis where a young man spent 2 years in jail and eventually was acquitted, found not guilty by reason of self-defense. But that was right in the heart of the St. Louis metropolitan area. This case happened only about 30 miles south of there, but it's right in the heart of a rural county where the county seat is a small town of 11,000 people. So what happened is that Reuter got crossed. He was in his house. Well, he was renting the place. And a friend, acquaintance was there. And they got into a confrontation, and the other person was shot by Reuter and died. And Reuter was very upset about it, and he left. And he didn't tell anybody. 2 days later, other people found the body. And the police were convinced that Reuter, who did not have much of a criminal record, he had some misdemeanors, some traffic fines, and he had some mental issues that, you know, he's not incompetent, but he did have medication for schizophrenia. So instead of pleading guilty, as many people would do, he insisted on a jury trial. And it took 2.5 years for the jury trial to occur. All this 2.5 years, he's in county jail without bail, without bond. He's being held without bond because it was a first-degree murder charge. So eventually, he gets his murder trial, and they go to trial, and they present the case, and he testified, which is fairly common when in a self-defense case. Doesn't always happen, but in this case, it was basically his explanation of what happened versus the prosecution's explanation of what happened. And it turned out that the person that he shot, his name was Stephen Becker, when they did a toxicology report on his blood, he had meth, he had cocaine, he had marijuana in his blood. So that would indicate that he might have acted less than rationally. And Kyle Reuter, when he testified, said, here's what happened. You know, I was afraid for my life, and I shot him, and I was so upset about what happened, I didn't know what to do. I just took off. Now, in his favor, when the police started investigating, he immediately turned himself in. So it wasn't like he was on the run or hiding from the police, which is what happened in the previous case we talked about in St. Louis, or, well, in the St. Louis metropolitan area. What I find fascinating about this is it was a jury trial. That's one of our main checks and balances in our constitutional republic, is that you get to be tried by a jury of your peers. And they're going to look at things a little differently than a prosecutor or a policeman will look at things. And they listen to what Kyle Reuter had to say, and they listen to the cross-examination. And from what I read of the reporting done on the case, he gave reasonably plausible answers about why he acted the way he did.
Hang on for me. We're in the break. We'll pick it up when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dismal jobs report as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. The U.S. economy adding only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. As far as the reason for the dismal report, ADP Chief Economist Neela Richardson tells CNBC.
It's not that there isn't hiring demand out there, but there are still these lingering issues of COVID concerns and the lack of full-time affordable child care. Never have I spoken.
Gas prices are going up as we head into the Labor Day weekend. The latest AAA national average finds regular at $3.18.4 a gallon, which is the highest Labor Day weekend prices in 7 years. On this date last year, regular was going for $2.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Production at most General Motors North American plants will be halted next week because of the microchip shortage plaguing the auto industry. The GM plants producing the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups will close and tentatively reopen on September 13th. The chip shortage costing automakers billions of dollars in lost sales. It's time for traditions, big hits, highlight passes, tailgates, and fight songs. College football week one started Thursday night and continues through the weekend. This is the first year that college football players will be able to sell their name, image, and likeness and make money off of them. President of the College Athletes Players Association, Ramugi Huma, says this idea is a winner across the board.
We have bipartisan support across the nation. Over 28 states have passed laws to correct this. And that's a good thing. Today's a much better day for college athletes.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Side Loose Line, Militia Line, Reformation Line, Providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about Illinois and people persevering in Illinois, as they've also persevered in Connecticut. Where do you want to pick it up where you left off, please, sir? Do we still have Dean?
Yeah.
There we are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Very
yes, sir.
Good. So in this case in Illinois, the really important part of it, I think, is that this person insisted on a jury trial. And juries are one of the checks and balances to keep overbearing government from trampling all over us. And in this case, the jurors listened to the story of the person who was accused of first-degree murder, and he gave plausible answers. For example, he was asked in cross-examination, well, if you were afraid, why didn't you just leave? And he said, because it was my house. And I think jurors could relate to that.
Right.
And so, in the end, I don't think that there was overwhelming evidence one way or the other but there was reasonable doubt. And in our system, reasonable doubt means you find them not guilty, because you are innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Neither, you know, both of the people involved, the person who did the shooting and the other person, sound like absolutely the most upright citizens. But even people who are not the most upright citizens still have their rights under our system of government. And so, in this case, they went to jury trial, and he prevailed. He didn't end up in prison for 20 or 30 or 40 years on a murder charge, but he did end up in county jail for 2.5 years before he ended up going to trial. Now, that may violate, you know, our requirement for a speedy trial, but I'm sure the defense had some motions in there. They said that there was an excuse of COVID-19 delaying the trial and such things. To me, the overwhelming lesson from this is don't get in confrontations, hang around with the right sort of people, and try to avoid getting in trouble in the first place. Now, you can't always do that. It doesn't always work, but most of the time it does.
The question I have, this was in Illinois. Now, I suppose, I thought Illinois had bail reform, or is that just Chicago?
Well, yes, I think it's mostly Chicago. Yes, and I don't think Illinois has a law, as I recall, I'm going from memory, that they don't grant bail for first-degree murder.
Oh, okay, well. I'm sure to somebody that makes sense that they have it for everything else, but not that. But
well, and the, you know, the Constitution says that you will grant reasonable bail. Wisconsin, in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, they required $2 million of bail, a bond, and that was raised publicly. But the way that most courts get around the requirement for a bail is they just make it an absurdly high bail that people have a very hard time meeting.
Right.
But in this case, in Illinois, my understanding is they just don't grant bail for first-degree murder cases. That could probably be challenged. But
I would love to see how that works out in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'd like to know
that's
that.
Right. It hasn't worked out real well for them right now in Chicago. Chicago is having another burgeoning year of shootings and killings, and it seems as though the philosophy of the people in charge in Chicago is, well, let's say some things that sound good to our constituents, but let's not really confront any real problems with any real solutions, because that's hard.
Yeah. These things that I hear about and all this. See, I didn't know that about Chicago, but I would really like to. Did this guy have any prior offenses with you?
He had some. He had had contact with the police. He had quite a few traffic violations. There were a couple of misdemeanors that he'd pled out to, but he didn't. You know, I don't believe he had any theft or armed robbery. You know, there was nothing that was a felony in his record. So it was all rather petty stuff.
Not exactly Dillinger, huh?
Say again?
He was not exactly Dillinger.
No, he wasn't, and he wasn't your absolute, you know, stellar citizen either. But, you know, he wasn't somebody that you would expect to commit murder.
Right.
And some murders, you know, aren't crimes of passion or whatever, but most of the people who commit murder have a rap sheet that's quite long. And he did not.
Right.
So you wouldn't have expected him to commit murder. But the circumstantial evidence was there. The biggest evidence against him was that he did not report the shooting. If he had reported the shooting right away, he might never have been charged. But since he left and didn't tell anybody, and somebody else found the body in his house 2 days later. That made the prosecutor rather convinced of his guilt.
Right.
So
that sounds a little.
Have to defend, it does. If you have to defend yourself, report it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, here's the thing, and I know that now. But I'd be interested to know what he knew as far as in line with what he did. When I first got out of the military, we didn't have concealed carry permits here in South Carolina. You had to be a state constable to be able to carry a gun if you were not a cop, right?
Right.
Well, you know what I did? I just carried a gun anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
And yeah. I had a job where I was delivering milk, and the job was such that I was up at O-Dark 30, and I was delivering in the middle of the city, and the city at dark at night was a completely different animal. And I had to draw that gun twice.
Wow.
But I never reported it because I would have been in trouble. Nobody saw what happened because it was, in
exactly.
sketchy places to begin with. And it just makes me wonder. I didn't know to do that. I didn't know that I should do that, even though that would have been sort of silly for me to do it back in those
days.
Well,
if there was no actual shooting, I think that's what happens in the vast majority of self-defense cases with guns.
Let me get you to hang on. Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. Yeah. Ammoland, I believe Ammoland is ranked 744th of all websites on the planet. So that makes it the biggest gun news aggregator on the planet. And Dean is the most prolific, most read writer at Ammoland, which makes him the most prolific read writer on the planet in the gun culture. His stuff is waiting for you at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about, about self-defense and...
Let's talk about that court case, the federal court case that was recently... wasn't settled, but an order was given for Hawaii against the Hawaiian state government. And this is, I think, shows the general direction of the federal courts. There's a lot of resistance to recognizing the Second Amendment as a full right on the order with all the other rights in the Bill of Rights. But in this case, the judge, and it was in the United States District Court for the District of Hawaii, it was Judge J. Michael Seabright, and I thought it was well done because he followed the rules. Now, what has happened is the Ninth Circuit has created a very complicated process to try to determine whether a particular case is unconstitutional, whether the law in a particular case is unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. And it's like a two-tiered process with several different ways that you have to go and findings you have to make. And it's complicated, and it's essentially set up to find most laws to be constitutional, most restrictions to be constitutional. As I said, it's been set up by the Ninth Circuit. It's really bad law. And I think that Justice Thomas in the Supreme Court has commented on it being bad law. But until we get a Supreme Court decision that changes that, people in the Ninth Circuit, judges in the Ninth Circuit, in the federal courts, have to abide by the process that the Ninth Circuit has set up. And we do have a Second Amendment case coming up for oral argument. I think it's on November 4th of this year. And we'll probably get the decision about the end of June next year. on the New York rifle and pistol case. But we don't have that yet. So what I find interesting about this decision is that even with all the complications and complicated procedure that only a lawyer could love in the Ninth Circuit, the judge still found that the procedures in Hawaiian law were unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. And what it's fascinating to me, because what happened is that these people sued the county and city of Hawaii, not the state, the county and the city, and they said, your two procedures violate our Second Amendment rights. You require us to take our guns in person after we filled out all the paperwork to go to the police in person within 10 days after we purchased them so that they can be registered. But you already have all the information, so there's no reason to do that. And then they also said that you have required us to purchase within a limited amount of time after we get a purchase permit. And they said it's not necessary and it's not a long-standing provision. Well, anyway, so they settled with the city and county of Hawaii. And the city and county of Hawaii, the police department, changed their procedures. Now, here's the kicker. A month after they settled, the state of Hawaii changed their firearms statute to reinstate those two procedures. So they went to the courts, they got a settlement, and then the state of Hawaii stepped in and said, screw you, if I can say that on the air.
Yes.
And basically said, we don't care about the settlement you got in the courts. We want that procedure, and we're going to pass a law to require it. So then the plaintiffs sued again, this time in federal court against the state of Hawaii, and that's the case we're talking about now. And what happened is that you've extensively covered the Hawaii Young versus Hawaii case about open carry in Hawaii. And the court said, well, with that Young case pending, we want to see what happens with that before we rule on this case, because it could change the law significantly. Well, eventually it was ruled. Young was went to an en banc court on the Ninth Circuit, and they made a ruling on it. And within just a couple of days, this court said, okay, that case is taken care of. We'll now rule on this case. And what they said is these two things that you required, and to be precise, I think I might have muddled them a little bit in the first part. One requirement was that you only had 10 days after you got permission from the police to buy a firearm where you'd applied for it over months. You only had 10 days after they said it's okay to actually buy the handgun. And then you had to take that handgun in person to the police station so that they could verify that everything you told them before and everything that the seller, you know, the federal firearms license seller who had told them before, that all those things were actually correct on the gun. And what the judge says is those are not long-standing requirements in the law, which are given a kind of exception in the Heller ruling, and they don't meet any requirement under intermediate scrutiny that there is a significant public service, you know, a requirement that has to be done by these particular things. He says all you show is your opinion. You have, you know, the police saying, well, we think this is a good thing, but they showed no evidence. He says, we are not going to infringe on the Second Amendment just on an opinion. You're going to have to show us evidence that these things actually work and that they actually make a difference. And that's where the ruling is. He says they're unconstitutional. Now, what may happen is that it's possible, and we've seen this happen, by the way, in other cases, where the Ninth Circuit, the defendants, in this case the state of Hawaii, would apply to the Ninth Circuit and say, we want to appeal this, so please give us an injunction so that we don't have to follow this ruling until it's decided at a higher level. That has not happened yet. And it may not happen because it's a pretty egregious case.
Right.
There's just no logical argument where there's any evidence to indicate that you require this person to go pick up the gun that they have purchased or to use their purchase permit within 10 days affects crime one way or the other. It's just there's no evidence.
It only affects the buyer.
Right. And then the same thing for this requiring you to go to the police station in person with the firearm. Actually, the Supreme Court already struck down a requirement very similar to that in the District of Columbia. So it's possible that the state of Hawaii will just say, well, okay, we lost this one. It's not worth trying to get an injunction on. My best guess is that they'll wait until the end of the time limit, further trying to drag things out, and then ask for an injunction. But it hasn't happened yet.
Well, before
because
we run out of time.
Reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. Before we run out of time, though, first things first, find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. Well over 1,800 articles waiting for you there. And, of course, you. Thank you very much for joining me today in this on this holiday weekend setup, and I appreciate your time, sir.
So, am I invited back for next Wednesday or
absolutely
Friday or what?
Absolutely, I'll be in touch.
Very good.
All right.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And a little surprise occurrence with her. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.